Thank you, Brad. County Coroner Dave Parris issued a statement on Thursday announcing that a community gathering will be held at the Freshwater Grange today at noon to thank community members who rallied to the side of Olivia Colgin following the tragic drowning incident that claimed the lives of her family last Thanksgiving at Big Lagoon. Olivia was on the beach and witnessed as her father Howard, mother Mary, and her 16-year-old brother Gregory were caught up in dangerous surf and drowned. The community stood by Olivia's side, and today Olivia and her friends and family want to thank those who renovated the family home so that it can be sold. After thousands of hours of volunteer work and donations from the business community, the renovation work is finished. Again, that meeting will be at noon today at the Freshwater Grange. Arcata Fire Protection District firefighters responded to a vegetation fire in the area of Foster Avenue and Dolly Varden Road in Arcata on Thursday and found brush and debris burning. The fire was spreading as the firefighters began extinguishing the blaze, and it destroyed a shed on the property and threatened an adjacent house. Firefighters managed to save the house from damage and put the fire out, and the shed, which hadn't been used in years, burned to the ground. The cause is suspected of having been an unattended controlled burn, and in the warm, windy, and dry conditions, that fire quickly spread. Humboldt Bay Fire provided mutual aid, and there were no reports of injury. On March 1st of 2012, 25-year-old Crescent City resident Darren Davis was driving on Highway 101 northbound just south of Crescent City. It was later determined that Davis was driving far too fast for the road conditions, and he lost control of the Volkswagen Beetle he was driving and drifted into the opposite lane. His car crashed into a second car that contained Darrell and Pamela Stock, who both died as a result of injuries sustained in the crash. The third fatality was Davis's passenger, his brother Darvin Davis, who died of his injuries after being taken to the hospital. On Wednesday, Davis was sentenced to 2 years and 4 months in Delnorte County Jail, required to pay $3,500 in restitution to the victims, and he'll be on probation for 3 years following his release. Davis also received 8 months of jail time for an unrelated domestic violence conviction. On Wednesday, Eureka City Council member Mike Newman and City Manager Bill Panos traveled to Sacramento for the League of California City's Legislative Action Day. The annual event is held in order to bring city officials to the Capitol for discussions about issues of importance in California. Newman said, and I quote, "The League's annual Legislative Action Day is an opportunity to make the city of Eureka's voice heard in Sacramento," unquote. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The arrest of Eric Lundeen, with ties to the Mongol motorcycle gang, made news this week. Stephen Walker has more.
On Monday, officers arrested 63-year-old Eric Eugene Lundeen on several felony charges after he broke into a woman's home and terrorized her, forcing her to swallow methadone pills and threatening to kill her. After a search of his residence, officers found evidence that Lundeen is a member of the Mongols motorcycle gang. CHP officer Chase Adams was involved in the arrest. He commented on how police officers need to use heightened awareness when dealing with possible gang members.
Well, you definitely, as far as your overall sense of awareness and basically officer safety techniques, you're going to want to be on so-called heightened alert just because a lot of people fly their colors, so to speak, for intimidation reasons.
Adams went on to explain how important it is for officers not to fall into a state of complacency.
I mean, you do something, it becomes so routine, making 10, 20, 30 traffic stops a day, that 27th one, when it feels it's just routine, that's the one that'll get you.
The investigation into Lundeen's crimes is still ongoing.
And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.